others get the things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied, the face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed. But you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Directing all federal agencies to identify and have a plan for more layoffs and buyouts of employees by mid-March, President Trump and Elon Musk at a White House cabinet meeting. The president urging employees who haven't responded to the Musk email asking for their recent accomplishments should do so.
Those million people that haven't responded, though, Elon, they are on the bubble.
Meaning they're potentially on the chopping block. The government slashing strategy has gotten loud pushback by Republican voters. Federal judges suspended efforts to block refugee resettlement, saying President Trump's executive order contradicts the system that was set up by Congress. Trump administration appealing another federal court order to repay billions of dollars in foreign aid by the end of today. After a small plane crashed into a Vermont mountain with three on board, all the victims survived without serious injuries. The snow helped cushion the fall, says a fire department official. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
High school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission passes. This is for all high school age students in Wisconsin, and the artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in Wisconsin. Steve Schmelter, the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director, said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. This design contest is open now through April 30th. Wednesday, March 5th at 6:45 p.m., the Ogama Public Library invites you to a Bring Your Own Book Club. There is no required reading to join the club. You just choose a book that loosely fits this month's theme or just come for the conversation and community. Coffee and tea will be provided, but you can feel free to bring your favorite K-cup with you. This month's theme is green. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, March 5th at 6:45 p.m. over at the Ogama Public Library. How would a measles outbreak affect Wisconsin? Kids here are at higher risk than almost anywhere else in the nation. Savannah Tomei Olson explains why.
The measles outbreak is getting worse in Texas, and experts are hoping the virus doesn't make its way to Wisconsin because the Badger State is vulnerable, even more vulnerable than Texas. At least 90 people there are now sick. Almost all of them are children, and almost all of them are not vaccinated against measles. Dr. John Brownstein, an epidemiologist who focuses on the spread of illnesses in children.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country. When you layer a very infectious virus in close quarters with many kids that are unvaccinated, That is a recipe for a disaster.
Wisconsin could be a prime place for that disaster. Only 85% of kindergartners statewide have both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest rate in the country, behind Alaska. If your child needs a vaccine, your pediatrician is the best place to start. You can also call your local health department. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks fall short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks played well on defense, but missed shots on offense. They lost to the Rockets, 100-97. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is one of those games that'll keep you up at night. It really was. And I thought we would have a big advantage from the three-point line, and it was a dead heat.
Men's college basketball, Wisconsin and Marquette, both with wins at home. The Badgers beat the Washington Huskies, 88-62. John Blackwell scored 24 points.
Started off with the defense, just like getting after. After listen to what coach said, let my offense game do the work for itself. So, yeah, I think it was just a defensive end.
Marquette trounced Providence 82-52. Baseball, Brewers with a 9-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians. At the NFL scouting combine, will defensive back Jair Alexander be back with the Pack?
Yeah, he's never said anything differently. And, you know, I think he loves Green Bay. You know, again, we'll work through that as we go through the offseason and see where that leads.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a sprinkle or flurry and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little more sunshine in the afternoon, high temperature in the upper 30s. Then some rain and snow showers on into Friday, breezy and a high near 40. It's 46 right now. 98Q Country.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. She looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children.
Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Alan Jackson, Gone Country, here on 98Q Country, starting the 4 o'clock hour right with five in a row. We'll continue with four more country songs. Michael Ray is up next, followed by Billy Currington, Dylan Scott, and Brooks and Dunn. This five in a row is special, though, because it comes from K&B Refrigeration of Medford. Find them inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, too. That's their appliance outlet, and from either spot, they'll handle your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget. That's K&B Refrigeration of Medford and inside Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips. Michael Ray, One That Got Away, right now, before we talk football again for the first time in like a week here on 98Q Country.
From an airplane window, it's always sunny up above the clouds. She's got a mouth full of innuendo, but she makes it sound innocent somehow. Those hungry eyes can't be denied. Take me to church, show me the light. Straight masterpiece, way out of my league. Yeah, but I'm gonna hold her like a trophy tonight. She's decorating my car, so she'll be breaking my heart. Wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. I got a tiger by the tail. I'll just smile when she sinks her teeth in. She'll leave a scar in a story to tell. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax-free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, not her, but hey. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That moment, she's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that. That's alright, not her, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one.
Show is on! 98Q Country.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. On me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth. And we grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me,
Brooks and Dunn, 98Q Country, How Long Gone. Gray here with you till 7 today. We're talking football again. We've been saving the 4 o'clock hour lately for some serious fireside chats that I'm making available on the 98Q Country YouTube channel. If you'd like to listen back, total, those segments are only about 7 to 8 minutes, sometimes maybe 10 minutes long a piece. They'll be each broken up by the day that I made those broadcasts and said what I mentioned. Like on Thursday, for example, you'll see that there's Thursday 220, and that one in particular is only about 7 minutes long. Those are in a playlist on the 98Q Country YouTube page, and I find them incredibly important, folks. There's a reason that I'm saving them. I will revisit that, and it'll be a topic of conversation when I'm on the Maggie Dawn Show every week, which started just earlier today. You can catch that. Just Google Maggie Dawn. Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, Dawn, D-A-U-N. She's one of the feature hosts here on the Civic Media Network, but on the talk side, I'll warn you, she doesn't talk about country music. In fact, she's quite political, but my segment on her show is specifically less political and usually not political. We'll be talking about things happening up here in our neck of the woods. She wants to make Wisconsin a smaller place. She wants to make folks like us more relevant to those who live more urban down in the southern half of the state, and vice versa. We're looking to bridge gaps between people. Catch me every Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show at about 2 o'clock-ish. But that said, okay, football. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, non-committal yesterday, speaking to reporters about Jair Alexander's future with the team. Looking at an article here from Rob Domofsky, who I believe was actually attending that press conference from Gutekunst. Gutekunst specifically mentioning that allowing Packers players' agents to seek trades is not something that the Packers have generally done. Specifically, he mentioned that the Packers have generally handled the trades themselves. Quote, "I think it's something that if we were going to trade a player, we would do that, and it would be the conversation between me and the other team," end quote. Me, in that case, being GM Brian Gutekunst. So some teams do it that way. Some teams allow the player to seek the trade, and sometimes there's kind of mixed bags. It really is, it's leadership styles that we're talking about. So there's a little bit of everything all over the league. But frankly, it says a lot that when asked whether Jair would be back with the team, Gutekunst was quite non-committal. He's the kind of guy who I've seen say, yes, he'll be back, or we're doing everything we can to make that happen. But when asked if Alexander will be on the team this coming season, Gutekunst's response was, he certainly could be, but I think we'll work through that as we go. And he continued, we've got to get him out there now. I think, obviously, we've talked about there's been a lot of frustration on his part. He wants to be out there badly. Not being able to be out there has frustrated him, and that has frustrated our football team, too, because we're better with him, but we'll see. End quote. Gutekunst, a fan of one of my favorite phrases, we'll see. You never know what the future will bring, but it says something that when asked whether a player who's still on a multi-year contract deal with the team would be back, I mean, like, he's got money locked down with us. He's the bird in the hand. And Gutekunst basically said, yeah, this bird might fly away. So he didn't say anything definitive, but there was a lot of meat on that bone, let me tell you. We'll talk more about it after a look at the weather and a quick word from sponsors. That's coming up next on 98Q Country with 5 country songs in a row, too. You're listening to WCQM.
98Q Country.
Richard Childress Racing is 2-for-2 in the Xfinity Series. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for motorsports podcasts you won't find anywhere else? Check out the Motor Racing Network's lineup of exclusive podcasts. MRN Classic Races, Junior's Journey, The Many Hats of Jack Roush, Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, 50 Years of MRN, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, and The Tough Trucks of NASCAR. Find these and more MRN exclusive podcasts on podcast providers and MRN.com.
There has been one common in the first two NASCAR Xfinity Series races of the season, and that is a Richard Childress Racing Chevrolet in victory lane at the end of each. Jesse Love won the race at Daytona, while Austin Hill won for the team last Saturday in Atlanta. The next win for RCR will be a team milestone in the team's 100th victory in the Xfinity Series, a checkered flag that Hill hopes to deliver this weekend at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas.
Hopefully going into COTA, I've been so close at winning one of these road courses. I hope going into COTA that we can be the one on top and have that 100th win. It would be extremely special.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. Savings value, securities, and investment advisory services offered through Allstate Wealth Bank. Member FINRA, SIPC. Allstate Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Allstate Wealth.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a sprinkle or flurry and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little more sunshine in the afternoon, high temperature in the upper 30s. Then some rain and snow showers on into Friday, breezy and a high near 40. It's 46 right now.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great.
Great.
It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Give props to the radio, 'cause if you know me,
about love.
Raised on country, man.
And you know that's something I'm so proud of. I was raised on Merle, raised on Willie. Got my honky-tonk attitude from Joe Debbie. Daddy did too, it's family tradition. When someone cranks it up, you can't help.
Shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our ass, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve. And even if we are a bit disturbed, my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. Oh no, these are my people.
Q Country.
She looked so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. A devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. She always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew. When the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue, and baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue skies. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do, and drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue
baby.
98 Q Country.
Thank you.
to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past.
Jason Aldean, The Truth, on 98Q. Blown Away from Carrie Underwood before that. George Strait, Chris Young, and Rodney Atkins were the first three of that, five in a row. We're talking about Packers comments from GM Brian Gutekunst. That means yet another article from ESPN's Rob Domofsky. If you don't know the name Rob Domofsky and you're interested in Packers news and journalism, Rob is the first and often the last name in the most up-to-date information. There are other great Packers writers, and there's nobody like Civic Media's own Mike Clemens. But that said, when it comes to the print side of journalism, Rob Domofsky is fast, he's accurate, he's thorough. I'm a big Rob Domofsky fan. He was talking about comments from Brian Gutekunst about comments from Packers player Josh Jacobs, quite vocal in the last couple months about the Packers, well, In Josh's eyes, the Packers need to add a proven number one wide receiver to make all the difference on the offense, which I kind of agree with, especially with Christian Watson almost certainly definitely going to miss the first half of the season or maybe more. Gutekunst telling reporters yesterday, his desire to win and win a championship is very strong, referring to Jacobs. From the time we got him, he's been that way, so his heart's absolutely in the right place. So Gutekunst and I agree that what Jacobs wants for the team is generally, his heart's generally in the right place. But Gutekunst went on that we obviously have those conversations. I talk to a lot of the players before they leave. I talk to Josh before and after that about our football team. So yeah, things in the media I don't pay too much attention to unless it's something that's detrimental to our football team, which that wasn't. So that was really Gutekunst's main message. He didn't view what Jacobs said as something detrimental to the team, though it did appear that Packers receiver Dontayvion Wicks didn't take too kindly to it, which makes sense given that Wicks is probably on one of the hottest seats of the wide receiver core on the roster. Gutekunst reiterated what he said earlier this offseason. He believes the Packers have receivers capable of being number one already on the team. Now, I agree with that too, but it was true at this time last season before Jaden Reed, Romeo Dobbs, Christian Watson all fizzled out in three completely different ways. Basically just falling off the face of the earth, getting hurt too often, and getting really hurt all of a sudden, respectively. So we've got to figure something out there, but Gutekunst clearly has his mind on the receiver room. He thinks the guy is there, the guy we need is there, but this sounds like a smokescreen. I would not be surprised whatsoever if the right receiver is available. He's wearing green and gold next year. Who is he? Is he a rookie? Is he Davante Adams? I doubt it's Davante. I'd love for it to be, but as always, my favorite, we'll see. That's football today from 98Q Country. Let's get back to some country music until top of the hour news, sports, and weather at 5. And then we've still got to talk about what today is all about and take a trip back through this date in history before we get local in the 6 o'clock hour. All coming up next on WCQM 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Bader Sports Center is heating up the winter cold with hot deals on the things you need to enjoy your favorite outdoor activities. Save 20% on Big Bill insulated base layers and heater body suits now through March 1st. Special savings on select styles of lacrosse and Danner outdoor footwear. And don't forget to check out the selection of Stormy Cromer apparel for men, women, and children. Bader's even has Stormy Cromer for man's best friend. See all Bader specials on their Facebook page. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
I was all but 22, I think at the time.
I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look
joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Not reconsidering tariffs on Europe, Canada, and Mexico. President Trump at the first cabinet meeting of his second administration.
I was going to do it on April 1st, but I'm a little bit superstitious. I made it April 2nd. The tariffs go on. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I think you're going to see something that's going to be amazing.
The president also signing an executive order that issues new cost-cutting instructions to federal agencies, directing them to have a plan by mid-March to drastically cut the number of workers. The first measles death in the U.S. in a decade is in western Texas. A school-aged child was in the hospital in Lubbock, where Dr. Amy Thompson heads Covenant Health in Lubbock.
We also want to continue to emphasize that vaccination is the best way to prevent the spread. 20-